High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Michael Begram, the South African politician and labor lawyer. Michael, a very good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me on air again. I appreciate it.
Absolute pleasure. Always good to chat to you. An interesting discussion today. Working for Elon Musk. I mean, that's got to be the hardest flipping boss in the world. I mean, he sounds impossible, huh?
I think he's completely off the wall, but maybe that's why he got there.
Maybe that's how he got there.
Maybe that's why he's rich and I'm poor.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe we mustn't question it. So, yeah, so Twitter, what's happening there with the employees, firing the board, he's sleeping on the floor at work. Yeah, we've all seen this making headlines all over the show. So, yeah, I thought it would be a good idea to just chat about it. I actually feel sorry for all his staff. I mean, to be an employee there, yeah, you say the slightest wrong thing, you just get fired there and then. I mean, there's just no qualms. And so I thought it would be a good idea to chat to you and just get some insight into how do their contracts differ in the U.S. to South Africa. I mean, we know in South Africa to terminate one's employment, it's a process. How does he do it where he just fires you?
Okay, look, obviously they're two different jurisdictions.
Yeah.
Now there's that old saying that how did America get so rich? And it's two words.
Yeah.
You fired.
You fired.
That's how America, you know, that's the saying, and we know that. As you know, I've just come back from Washington DC and
right.
I went to go and visit, like the busman, you know, you go and visit, you go on a bus trip. I went to visit some labor lawyers in DC and clearly, they have a completely different approach because you don't have to go through the same onerous processes that we have in our law. Our law is very much structured almost on a socialist basis. And obviously, because of our history, obviously, because apartheid took the employees and almost destroyed any rights they had altogether. And now we've gone, the pendulum has swung completely the other way. And now, today in South Africa, the process is better than the why.
So the how
in South Africa becomes a lot more important than the why.
It's
weird, but and for labor lawyers, that's good. I've been able to earn a decent living because of that.
Yes.
And the bottom line is, if I was working in America, I'd have to work a little bit harder than what I have to do over here. So, over here and in America, we know that the cornerstone of the employment relationship is one of trust. So there's got to be a trust relationship. Over here, we need to show that that trust is broken because of something done by the employee.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to have a fair process. You need to structure it that you've got an independent person that has a look. So whose fault is it that broke the trust? Has the trust truly been broken? Has it been made up? And once you've been through the process and you show that the trust truly was broken because of the deed done by the employee, then you can terminate. Elon Musk is hiding behind the fact that in America, process is almost irrelevant. He's hiding behind the fact that he can make the allegation, judge it himself, and then act on it.
Yeah.
And they do have laws. And that person is able to somehow challenge that, but they can't hide behind process. So they have to show what they did was fair and reasonable, and what they did not break the trust. Now, there's just been recently this recent example where he took one of his executives who went onto Twitter itself and answered him.
Yes,
now,
I saw that.
I think that is wrong. In our jurisdiction and theirs, anywhere in the world, if you're going to challenge your boss or your immediate superior, go and do it between you and him.
Mm.
Go, or she. Go and do it where it doesn't involve the world, because the minute you now involve the rest of the world, you are actually breaking that trust relationship.
Mm.
If an employee of mine came and said, look, Michael, you're horrifically fat, that's between you and me. That's fine. And I'd say, well, maybe I should go on a diet. But if he put it on Facebook and said, my boss is horrifically fat, that's going to embarrass me and I'm going to be unhappy. And then there's the trust relationship starts shaking. Now what this employee is specific, and this is a senior executive, has said that his boss lied. Now, whether he lied or not is irrelevant in this exercise, because he's now told, I don't know how many gazillion people the world, on Twitter. I don't know how many people. I'm not, by the way, so I'm not biased.
Right.
I don't have shares. So I'm not, but if someone did that to me on Twitter and I was their employer, I think I'd be within my right to be able to terminate, or at least call for the termination of that person's employment. Over here, I'd have to go through a process. I'd have to say, I've been impugned, I'm biased, so I need someone else to come in and hear that. I'd get the station manager of 5FM and say, right, you've got nothing to do with this. You now decide, was Michael embarrassed? Was Michael's trust broken because of what you said? And if the answer is yes, then the termination is fine. And I think no one can come forward and say, no, that's cool. You call your boss a liar in front of a gazillion people. I mean, it doesn't make for a good relationship in the future. And it's a relationship, when I say trust, it's like a marriage. You have to actually trust your partner in this exercise. And the minute you don't, that's not going to make for a good future at all. So
absolutely.
My feeling is that, yes, Elon Musk shoots from the hip. He's the latest cowboy on the block. He's probably the 142nd fastest gun in the West. and he shot the man. And I think if that gets tested in a court, the court's going to be astounded that it was done sort of openly and also on Twitter, by the way. But you know, that executive chose the platform.
Absolutely.
He can't now come and say, listen, how dare you fire me on a public platform where that gazillion people listen, because he chose it. He said his boss is a liar. I mean, that's what it boils down to. So he can't now come and squeal and say that now I'm embarrassed and I think it's unfair and I've lost my job and I was getting paid $2 million a year and, you know, I'm going to have difficulty finding another one. Forget about it. It's almost like shooting your parents and then pleading that you're now an orphan.
Absolutely. In closing, I just want to read to you something that I read on Twitter, one of Elon's tweets. He said, in response to a tweet about news of the firings, I must say, I would like to apologize for firing these geniuses. Their immense talent will no doubt be at great use elsewhere. So he's so open with what he says. And, unfortunately, Michael, we are out of time. And, Michael Bagram, it's been our absolute pleasure chatting to you. And, till we chat again. And, Michael is a SA politician and a labor lawyer. Michael, have a very good evening. Until next time.